Welcome to step four of Beginning Steps, a growth guide for new believers. Step four is study your Bible. God wants an intimate personal relationship with you. You're not just an acquaintance or a distant relative, you are His child. This relationship can be strengthened by studying the Bible, His revelation to you. Hebrews chapter 4, verse 12 says that God's Word is living and active. Listen to it now. The Bible says, "For the Word of God is living and active, sharper than any double-edged sword. It penetrates even to dividing soul and spirit, joints and marrow. It judges the thoughts and attitudes of the heart." This means that the Bible is more than a book, more than words on a page. It is more than words spoken in ancient times. The Bible is relevant. It addresses the needs of today. Here's some things about the Bible. Number one, God's Word has specific purposes. Listen to 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 16. "All Scripture is God-breathed and is useful for teaching, rebuking, correcting, and training in righteousness." See, God's Word is useful for teaching. Let's read some more verses and think about what they teach us about God. Jeremiah 31:3, for instance. "The Lord appeared to us in the past, saying, 'I have loved you with an everlasting love. I have drawn you with loving kindness.'" Romans 5:8 teaches us about God. "But God demonstrates His own love for us in this: while we were still sinners, Christ died for us." So God's Word is useful for teaching, as Jeremiah 31:3 and Romans 5:8 demonstrate to us. God's Word is also useful for rebuking, which is pointing out a fault and convicting us of sin. Read Ephesians 4:26-31 with me, and let's list some areas where God's Word points out that there are faults in our lives. The Bible says in Ephesians 4:26 and following, "In your anger, do not sin. Do not let the sun go down while you're still angry. And do not give the devil a foothold. He who has been stealing must steal no longer, but must work, doing something useful with his own hands, that he may have something to share with those in need. Do not let any unwholesome talk come out of your mouths, but only what is helpful for building others up according to their needs, that it may benefit those who listen. And do not grieve the Holy Spirit of God, with whom you were sealed for the day of redemption. Get rid of all bitterness, rage and anger, brawling and slander, along with every form of malice." So what are some sins, some specific sins that are pointed out there? The Bible talks about anger. The Bible talks about unwholesome talk. It talks about stealing. The Bible talks about bitterness and rage and brawling and slander and other forms of malice. And even talks about grieving the Holy Spirit. So God's Word is useful for rebuking and convicting of sin. God's Word is also useful for correction of error. So not only does the Bible convict, but it also corrects. Psalm 119 points out the psalmist's experiences with God's Word. This psalm teaches that God's Word gives directions for living. Psalm 119 verse 9 says, "How can a young man keep his way pure? By living according to your word." So, how can a young man keep his way pure? Well, Psalm 119 verse 9 just said the answer. It is by living according to the word of God. As God's word takes root in your heart, your faults and defects will be corrected by the Bible's influence. So, God's word has some specific purposes. It's useful for teaching. It's useful for rebuking and convicting of sin. It's useful for correction of error. And it's also useful for training in righteousness, godly behavior. Bible study is your spiritual food. Just as your physical body benefits from nutrients in the food you eat, your spiritual life benefits from consistent Bible study. Jeremiah 15, verse 16 says, "When your words came, I ate them. They were my joy and my heart's delight, for I bear your name, O Lord God Almighty." So the Bible has some specific purposes for teaching, for rebuking, for correcting, and for training in righteousness. There are several methods of learning God's Word. One of these can be compared to the fingers of your hand. It's easy to lose your grip if you hold something with only one or two fingers. But if you read, hear, study, memorize, and meditate on God's Word, your grasp of its truth will become a firm part of your life. Let's talk about these five methods of learning God's Word. First, hear. Romans 10, verse 17 says this, "Consequently, faith comes from hearing the message, and the message is heard through the word of Christ." So, listen to your pastor's sermons and to Bible studies. Take notes on what you hear. So one way to learn God's Word is to hear it. Another way is to read it. 1 Timothy 4, verse 13 tells us this. Paul's writing to Timothy, his apprentice in the faith, and he says, "Until I come, devote yourself to the public reading of Scripture, to preaching, and to teaching." Set a goal to read a certain amount from the Bible each day. For example, maybe read one chapter daily from the Gospel of John. It's important for you personally to read the Word of God. So we hear the Word of God and we read the Bible as well. Number three, a third method of learning the Bible is study. Listen to 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 15. 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 15. And the Bible here talks about how we study God's Word. 2 Timothy 2, 15 says, "Do your best to present yourself to God as one approved, a workman who does not need to be ashamed, and who correctly handles the word of truth." When you study the Bible, ask yourself the following questions about the verses. What promise is there to claim? What example is there to follow? What command is there to obey? What sin is there to confess and forsake? If you haven't done so already, enroll and faithfully attend your church's Bible study that is available to you. So, how do we learn God's Word? We hear it, we read it, we study it. A fourth method of learning God's Word is to memorize it. Listen to Psalm 119, verse 11. The Bible says, "I have hidden your Word in my heart, that I might not sin against you." You see, memorizing Scripture gives you the opportunity to share God's Word and to assist you in overcoming sin. Seek to memorize at least one Scripture verse every week. Meditate. Meditate on God's Word. So another way to learn the Bible better is to meditate on the Bible. Joshua chapter 1, verse 8 says this, "Do not let this book of the law depart from your mouth. Meditate on it day and night, so that you may be careful to do everything written in it. Then you will be prosperous and successful." Meditation is spiritual digestion. It is analyzing and dwelling on a verse over and over again. Meditate on a scripture verse during the day as you drive and rest and walk, jog, or play. So let's review these five methods of Bible study. Number one is to hear it. Number two, read the Bible. Number three, study the Bible. Number four, memorize God's Word. And number five, meditate on the Bible verses. So let's review the four purposes of God's Word. God's Word is useful for teaching. Number two, God's Word is useful for rebuking. Number three, God's Word is useful for correction of error. And number four, God's Word is useful for training in righteousness. And as we illustrated with our hand, one thumb and four fingers, here are five methods of Bible study. Hear it, read it, study it, memorize, and meditate on God's Word. So let me ask you this question. When would be a good time each day for you to spend in Bible study? Let's get started soon. Approach Bible study expectantly. Use this prayer that is found in Psalm 119, verse 18. Open my eyes that I may see wonderful things in your law. That's the end of step four, study your Bible. I look forward to being with you next time for step number five, learn to pray. This curriculum, Beginning Steps, a growth guide for new believers, is reproduced with permission of the North American Mission Board, Alpharetta, Georgia. All rights reserved. Thanks for listening. Talk to you next time.